The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. It is the crossover. Warriors stave off elimination and beat the Houston Rockets yesterday.
I want stories. How'd you watch? What'd you do last night? I want everybody's story.
Go ahead first.
What'd you do?
They had a big dinner.
I had Evan over and we watched it.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
Tri-tip.
Okay.
Yeah. Evan was in Oakland.
Just the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my man cave.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a scene. I want to see the scene.
Evan texted me and said, hey, I'm in Oakland. Where are you watching the game? He thought I was, you know, maybe going to be out, but no, I was in the lab. And so I said, you come over here and watch it. And he took me up on it, brought a sixer or two.
Nice.
And nice. We cooked him dinner. And,
he's a good kid.
And he was out by 8:30. All the best. It was
perfect.
Best part.
I love it.
Perfect.
I love it. Go, what'd you do?
In the lab, had a little concoction and got a text from Steinmetz that I normally don't get right before tip. How you feeling? But now I know Evan was with him.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? As nervous as I am after running into you at the game Friday, seeing that was a bitter taste that was left in my mouth. But I said to him, and I put on Twitter, I just don't see the chef letting them lose three in a row. And they didn't, but I didn't have Buddy on my bingo card. Yeah. But I was nervous as all out.
Who had 33 points on Buddy
Hill? Steinmetz says Steve Kerr.
Well, nobody
had it on his bingo card.
Nobody had 33. Nobody.
Nine threes
from Buddy. I mean, come on. Come on. Even if you thought, and Dibs did too.
Okay.
Dibs was more optimistic than I was yesterday, which is a big role reversal.
It's rare.
No doubt. Yep.
But even if you were optimistic, you couldn't have been confident.
That's all I'm saying.
Nobody waltzed into the room, did they? Nobody was like, we got this.
No.
Nobody.
No. And I just did the numbers, not a deep dive, but a shallow dive. Buddy Hield in his career, regular year and playoffs, 725 games, 11 times he scored 33 or more points.
Okay.
1.5%. So what he did yesterday was 1.5 in 100. And you needed pretty much all of it. I mean, you didn't need all of it because you had
that last one
comfortably. And the last one was the Buddy Dagger, and he rode the pony, and he would shout the
Derby.
I hit the trifecta, which was nice. Good start to my weekend. But, you know, Buddy Hield rode the pony, and it's like he's only done that in his whole career 11 times.
Wow.
11 times with 33 or more.
Yeah, I just all season long, as Kerr would go to him every single game for at least a few minutes, it's like he knew this was possible. That's why you play Buddy, because it's possible. And if you look at this series, he had three good shooting games. And I think the one he's going to be 6 for 13 or something like that. But you got to keep in mind, if you're shooting close to 50% in the playoffs, that's a good game. He had three really good games. They won them all. And that's an X-factor wild card.
The Warriors look like a squad to me that you know, no matter Jimmy has a good half, Steph has a good half, they might have a bad half, whatever. The Warriors become an elite team if they can just find one other guy to knock down his shots on that night.
Old school Clay
that's
Thompson.
All you just need one other guy. And the frustrating part is, for the Warriors and for Steve Kerr, you had no idea. And on any given night, who that's going to be.
By committee.
Or who you're even going to try to have it be. But if you can, now, same thing next series.
Yeah.
And I think you said this last week, Steiny, right? If you can just get a Buddy game and a Pods game, maybe there's a Moody game in there.
GP2. Like,
or could Quentin Post knock down three or four? If you can just get one other guy to knock down his shots, they become a very, very hard team.
Yeah, and again, I will not remind people that I was at the game Friday, but the biggest takeaway
you have a few times.
Is I called it on Twitter.
I was there too.
And I said I saw
you. But you had better seats.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I called Draymond Green Joe Frazier because he's always, to me, the smallest of the bigs that he's chopped down. But game 5 and 6, collectively, I just felt like him being the heart and soul. That's me doing that, putting that on his shoulders, Willard. I felt like he was gassed or at all. He was just done. And for him, and I'm doing this, just me going filibuster, That was his best playoff performance since Game 7 of 2016. The refs, I give them all the credit in the world.
Oh.
From the outset, they let him play, and Draymond, he brought it. And then to find out the backstory, Dibs, he gives a speech Saturday night, and he calls his own self out, which, you know, but that's how you needed to start it. I thought he was awesome defensively.
He was awesome, and you know, you can give him the MVP, and you did earlier, but still, if you look at the first half and what the team actually did, and you know, Mark had asked, you know, how I watched it, and I watched it at home with my wife and my daughter and my father-in-law, and you know, my father-in-law, who's 81, he's wonderful, and we're locked in, and you know, we're doing dinner and the whole thing, and we get down to where there is 3.5 minutes to go, and I told him, I actually earlier in the game, I'm like, you know what, 95 wins it. He's like, 95? There's still 15 and a half minutes left, and I looked over, and he's 81, so you don't want to like go too hard on him, but I'm like, it's the fourth quarter. And so I said, Pop, it's the fourth quarter. And he goes, where'd the third quarter go? And I said, Pop, yes. And so, you know, 3.5 to go. And, and shout out Pop. And actually going into the fourth quarter, I had to tell my daughter, I said, Myla, you need to lock in. And, you know, she locked in for about 9 seconds. She's 2. And I said, you're out of here. I can't. We're not doing like you doing somersaults and you running around. You're out of here. It's big. It's the fourth quarter. We need to lock in. They did. We did. She watched Masha in the guest room, and it was over.
Awesome, man. We got another series starting tomorrow.
Another series.
That's incredible. I text you in fear like, this can't end, can it?
Oh, God.
I text Willis.
That's not a sniff.
It's a money sniff.
You don't have my number. You're welcome.
I didn't get nothing back. I said he was with the fam.
I'm excited when you and Steiny text me because it comes in blue. When Dibs says it's green. But we deal with it.
You all have
my number.
Yeah.
And you can all send me whatever you want. I will respond. But yeah.
You texted me, let's go.
I think
5:39. Let's go. What am I supposed to respond with? Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Like, can I get some content?
I wanted you to be the content. That was me. Like, I'm watching with you, Dibs. I'm not with you, but I'm with you.
Well, and you actually texted me Friday. Series changed when Van Vliet started making shots.
You sent the exact same text to all of us. Why don't you just put us both on the thread?
Right, I know how you guys
the
are.
The same thing. Wait a minute. What's the timestamp on your guru Let's Go text?
Tell me.
No, what's yours?
5:39.
Mine's also 5:39. So we don't even know which one's first.
You know what?
The difference is mine looped in my significant other.
Oh.
We put Christy, lovely Christy's on the text thread.
Hold on, guys. I also got a text from you. 5:38. Let's go.
You go to our technical director.
I just spread it out. What do you mean I'm blocked?
It's amazing.
I know some people don't like to group text, so I get the solo feel to it.
You are officially blocked. Blocked.
But I don't know why.
Because
I want to share that moment individually with
you. If you and I have an individual relationship, then let's have an individual relationship. Like, I've texted you individually.
Yeah.
Like, I text Steiny individually.
I text Steiny, but I don't get anything back. But anyway, sometimes I do. No, why?
How did this get to?
Did you get any more texts from Goo?
Because
mine turned into a whole thread.
Yeah.
I mean, Christy starts sending him pictures. Yeah. Of course I respond.
Well,
you know my thing.
I didn't respond to Let's Go.
I did. He said, let's go.
Thank you, Willard.
I said, come on, Goo, let's do this. Then he made a Willie Adamas joke. Then my fiance started sending pictures to him. And then at 5:50.
I just needed some comfort.
At 5:59, he wrote, take Kuminga out. Get him out of the game.
And you said, that's why.
I think that's why I called timeout. He called, like, he put Kuminga in. If 2 minutes later, it's like, oh, they're going to call timeout.
So I watched it by myself, but I watched it with all my brethren.
Yes.
You know? I think an individual text, it hits better than a group text.
Yeah, I got a.
Did you get a text?
We got one at about 6.
We?
Sit Kuminga.
We?
Me and Evan. Evan and I.
That's a minute after he told me to take him out.
And then I reminded Guru that Kuminga. He did break up an alley-oop.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he was out there. And then there were no more texts until the end of the game when the lovely Christy texted him, yay.
I don't do
That's
my Christmas cards like
Wait,
that.
Wait, Willard, really quick, Willard. Yeah. What was the Adamas joke that he made to you?
Can Adamas play? He's on double emoji fire, and then quadruple laughy emoji.
He just sent me, can Adamus hoop? He's on three fire okay. emojis.
What time?
Hey, that's that was at 540. In,
I also got 540. Cannot confirm who was first.
I love my guys.
Anyway, if we can take this off of the guru texting. I just want to zero in on a couple things you guys were talking about. One is the Kuminga thing. And if you want to talk about Steve Kerr, and I'm looking at the game log right now, Kuminga, bad pass turnover, first quarter, and then Thompson, layup, timeout. Steve Kerr.
Yep.
Kuminga.
Out of the game.
You have to come out. Later
that
in
was
the game.
A bad, that was a bad pass.
It was,
it
man.
Was. It was against the zone. Like, it's well, a
it was,
zone.
It was 3 feet away. It was just like, here, you want the ball?
But
and it's like, and it I don't want to. Jonathan's in a terrible spot. So there's no, like, I don't even know how to assess the guy. But yeah, he no, went in. He went in twice
because and you go Steve, in later in the game, and yeah. he did something else that was really really bad.
Yep.
And Steve calls timeout, and he comes out, and then he gets subbed out. So it's not for me to say that Kuminga was a real problem. He wasn't great, but for me, one of my big takeaways last night was Steve Kerr and his use of timeouts, masterful. And he knew
he had a
that.
Good night.
Yeah,
really
it's time you mentioned earlier that the Rockets never really threatened. They got within three. Timeout.
When was that? Midway through the third?
Late third. Yeah. 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Late third.
Yep.
Yeah. Late third. They got within three. And he timeout. Kuminga, you come out. We go back with Buddy. And then they finished the quarter on a 5-0, 6-0 run, and they got things back to where they wanted.
Then they started the fourth quarter, I think, on a was that the start of the fourth quarter, a little Curry flurry? He went on a 5-0 run by himself. Feel like he pushed an 8-point game to 13 again, something along those lines. Reminded me of what Van Vliet did to the Warriors on Friday night, which is the Warriors had cut it to 2 at the end of the third quarter, and then they fell asleep to start the fourth quarter. And I was glad Steve kind of he took responsibility for that. Like, that was, for me, the gaffe of the series.
Mm.
You're down by 2, you walk out, you leave Van Vliet alone, and he gets an open 3, and then you foul him on his way.
CP2.
And he immediately turns that 2-point game into a 6-point game. They get another bucket. It's an 8-point game. They never they never got themselves back. But
he had a quick leash yesterday, and to go zone.
I don't, you
Rockets
know,
look like they hadn't seen a zone in their life.
To your earlier comment, though, Goo, I mean, this is what we do, and it's been proven wrong over and over, but I don't know how to not do it. I don't know how you come out of Friday night's game not feeling like the Warriors looked old and out of gas.
I listened to Devone and
that's
Evan
exactly
and the
what
callers,
it looked like.
And there's not too many.
But
man.
Obviously, yeah. I guess not.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I feel like the way that can sometimes work is, yeah, I thought they looked gassed on Friday. And maybe what we saw yesterday was, you know, one great game from a bunch of great players, and they were able to stave it off. If they're not able to do that, I mean, what I'm saying is now the next series starts. Does it feel like it's game 8 for the Warriors?
Sure.
Or does it feel like it's game 1, a new game, and like how much rejuvenation do they get? You know what I mean? With one day off. I don't know.
I don't know if they get rejuvenation as much as, like, you trust the veterans to understand how to help the room not do what's totally human nature and, like, relax a little bit. Like, okay, right? We got through that. But what I think rejuvenates them is it's a completely different matchup. And you're right. So all of that, all of the PTSD of the certain players and the grabbing and the holding and the Dylan Brooks and the Şengün and all those things. Now you reboot and it's a totally new matchup that it's going to bring new challenges. But now, you know, because game one is like this feeling out thing of like, what's this going to look like and who's got the right buttons to push. And Minnesota's been hanging out for 5 or 6 days. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather be that team. I'd absolutely rather be home with rest, but there is a scenario where the Warriors roll into tomorrow night kind of on a high and Minnesota is like doesn't hit as many shots as they usually do.
They've
or whatever.
Been waiting. They've been on the
been
sideline
sitting around
waiting.
For a while. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know either, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It seems like if you look at the trend on the Warriors and the Rockets, if the Warriors get the lead, they win. And I'm looking at all the games in the regular year and in the playoffs. And when the Warriors got the lead and they were able to front run, they won the game. And game five, I'm looking at Houston, who led 45 minutes and 50 seconds of the game in game five, and they won the game. Game six, Houston led for 43 minutes.
Man.
And they won the game. Game seven, the Warriors led for 44 minutes, and they won the game. Yeah. So I don't think that this is just endemic to the Warriors and Rockets. I do look at the Warriors, and I think that they are a team that does a lot better. And I haven't run all the numbers on all the games in all the regular year on when they lead and when they win and when they don't lead more and when they don't win. But this team feels to me more and more like a front-running team.
What were the three games you just mentioned?
Game five.
What was four? Who led the most in game four?
Four was a great game. That was the game of the series.
Yeah, that's the one.
The Warriors led. Remember, they had that lead, and the Rockets ran them down.
They had the first and third quarter starts.
Yeah.
But outside of that,
it was tight.
And the Rockets led for a lot of it, didn't they?
Led for 30 minutes, The Rockets led for 14.
Yeah. Okay. And almost.
What about the other four?
Yeah, what happened to the other four? Were they tied?
They were tied. They must have been tied.
Yep. 3-14. 3-14, they were tied.
All right.
Yeah. And that was the game where it was like the real, and you always talk about it, and maybe you're right, and I hate to admit that here in open forum, but the even games are pivotal.
The even number games.
Yep. Well, and I think about this upcoming series because honestly, game one for me, for the Warriors, feels like a little bit of a Wisnowski. Like, if you're down 31-14, all right. Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, we're not going to push.
Maybe not that early, but yeah, I hear
you. But you know what I'm saying? And you look at the minutes they played last night and they flew today. They're actually still in the air at this hour, getting ready to land in Minnesota.
That's
what you have to do.
Late arrival.
Well,
they're
probably landing now.
Yeah.
But the point being, like, if tomorrow is looking like it's not going your way, it's okay to go, remember the old NFL where they had the quick kick, which we don't see anymore? It'd be like 3rd and 28.
I'm laughing.
The quarterback would go in the shotgun and he'd just punt the ball.
I want to say Randall Cunningham punted one about 94 yards one time.
Well, he was a punter at UNLV.
Like the longest, that was greatest quick kick of all time. No, but you know, I mean, that's something we got to get used to. Steve Kerr's not making any bones about it. They have to try to win and manage these guys at the same time. So, you know, people that are saying everybody's making too much out of the age and the experience, it's like, well, they have to. They have to deal with this.
And it's every other day now for games 1-5.
Come on now.
So they will have played.
Man.
Every other day.
They're already on the other day.
It's continuing.
Wednesday.
Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday,
Monday,
so it's like
Wednesday.
Nine games in 18 days.
No back-to-backs. And if the series can go to six games, they get three days off.
I got you.
After game five.
Yeah,
that was a quirk in the schedule that I wasn't expecting. If they do after game five, they have a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday off before they would be back here. Yeah. At home for game six.
Yeah. Speaking of quirks, if I may, and this is something that I've been, going through this morning, doing my deep dive dibs and trying to find all the different stuff about the playoffs and Steph Curry. And I looked at it, and Steph Curry, after he opens up against Minnesota, he will have played a playoff series against every team in the West except two. One of them is the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Ooh, that was going to be my guess.
Who is the other team that Steph Curry has never faced in the playoffs? Grandy, if you would, please.
Okay. I feel like I can
Phoenix.
Hold on. Hold on.
Mark's Googling it.
No, I'm staring at the list of teams.
Goo, any guess?
It's either Phoenix or Utah. I can remember all the other ones.
Tim said I had four guesses. I'm really trying to stick it to him. So
stick it in me.
Goo, come on now.
Are you here?
Yeah, you can go.
I didn't know if he fell asleep.
I made my guess.
Yeah, he said Phoenix.
Shot clock down to 7.
I'm going Minnesota.
Well, then wasn't the premise after?
Yeah, okay.
The premise was after.
You know what? I'm so pissed off on TextGate. I don't want to play.
What?
I don't want to play. I don't
Why are you pissed off?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
What? Which part?
I didn't like
it?
The whole theme of
it. I want you. No, I want your text.
I just want to know. It is the Phoenix Sun.
I don't remember the Utah one. When did he play Utah?
Never Phoenix.
Utah was in 2017. They went Portland, Utah, Spurs, and then Cleveland on their way to their second title.
Man, I do not remember. That's a hole in my brain. Yeah.
Utah?
Yeah.
I forgot Utah.
That was the second title. That was the first KD.
Why do I think Utah won game four?
They may have. Actually, I think that one went six. I'd have to look it up for...
I can't remember. Who did Utah have?
I have to tell you.
Like, who did they have?
Was that Boozer? That can't be Boozer.
I was literally going to say the same
Alex
name, but there's
Burks,
no way.
Crowder, right? Dante Exum, Derek Favors, Gobert.
No answer for Favors.
Rodney Hood.
There's got to be another good player on that team.
Jonas
Jerebko, former Joe Johnson.
I've got your answer about game four.
And Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. Okay.
Did Utah win game four? Final score.
Oh, boy.
121-95. Warriors to complete a four-game sweep.
Oh, so the Utah didn't win.
That was a sort of the series. Yeah.
Oh,
boy. That one's lost in the
archives. That's pretty good.
Steph Curry all time, 24-5 in series, 24-5 in series in which he plays. The only teams to have a winning record against him, Toronto and the Lakers. That's it.
Real quick, what
did you already mention the roster of Utah?
I did it fast. You can keep going.
No, I was just going to say, because one of the players on that Utah Jazz team will be going against the Warriors starting tomorrow night. Did you mention that name?
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, I did mention him.
All right. Yeah.
And I think they're going to play him off the court, hopefully. But there is no Şengün. We can talk about all we want, but the good Şengün was a problem. But what about Steph? Because Steiny was kind of the oldest player to lead his team in a playoff series in points, assists, and rebounds. Like, to me, I'm like, that's big time.
It is big time. And just what I saw last night was a guy who understood what was going on. And I mean, honestly, if Buddy didn't do what he did, and give love to Draymond for knocking down early threes. If Buddy wasn't as hot as he was, and if Draymond wasn't scoring, maybe Steph does things differently. But he saw what was going on. And this is where, when we talk about the chef, you have to kind of like understand that he is the Albert Einstein of not only basketball, but pro sports.
Wow, Oppenheimer.
He understands, right, Oppenheimer, guy built the bomb and, you know, ruined millions of people's lives. So that's awesome. But,
right.
I mean, the
Curry shoots bombs.
Yeah.
Won
last night, right?
Nice save.
But he laid back and he just, he realized that the game, it was not his game in the first half.
Wow.
Dibs, the guy's incredible.
Incredible.
I mean, you're absolutely right. And I said this to Goo. I can't stand when people are like, oh, Butler and Curry got to come out aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. It's like, no, they don't. Like, it's not always good when a guy gets 20 in the first quarter. It's like, Steph, you're right. He didn't need to take 26 shots because they were up 9 for a lot of the game. And as long as they're up 9 and guys are doing their jobs, I thought he was really good last night. Like, he didn't turn the ball over. He made the 16 he shot, he made half, he made 4 of 10 from 3, rebound. Like, he was good, really good.
The team turned the ball over 7 times.
Incredible.
And by memory, I'm not 100% sure. I think that's the lowest number that any one team had in any of the games. And by the way, the turnover margin did end up being undefeated in the series.
You did say it.
Whoever had lower turnovers won all 7 games. And yes, that's if the whole team has 7 turnovers, that means Steph was magnificent. And quite frankly, it comes off of 3 consecutive games where
pedestrian for him.
I mean, he scored what I thought was not a very efficient 30 on Friday night.
He missed his first few, and I was like, I didn't see Buddy happening. Yep. I was like, oh boy, we're in trouble. But speaking of Chef, real quick, your thoughts when you got GP2 out? Pods was out in Houston.
Wow.
Kuminga. Who's cooking?
I was already I was already in Lick My Woundsville by the time GP2 got announced out. I was already
you don't
like
get there much.
No, I don't. But I really thought last night was going to be the end of the year. I really did.
Div, you and I.
And I'm almost thankful for the distraction that I had. I hate this, but in the end, I was thankful for it. Like I had to do the Fox show literally covered almost the entire game. Mm. So I've got to sit there, and we're talking about like Malik Nabers.
Oh, you had to.
And, yes. And, you know, like being a diva wide receiver with his comments this week. And I'm like, guys, I don't even know what the hell Malik Nabers said this week. I'm so waist deep in what's going on, wow. Warriors. And we're sitting there talking about this while I'm sitting in front of a television watching the game of the year unfold. Yeah. It's kind of gut wrenching.
Tell him you're mad at him for Friday about the bit.
No, I'm mad.
That you found out about.
What bet?
Oh, I'm mad at you too.
I didn't
Why
know.
Did you guys tell me I could have helped you?
You should know. I told you.
You told
you
me what?
You said Friday,
and they lost, and you put this entire franchise.
This is the pizza.
Sound like he wasn't.
This is about the pizza.
I know you're talking pizza. I'm talking about your singing. You sang the damn song.
Oh, that one.
You sing, and it means you're going to win a series. That's what it means.
Okay,
I forgot that. Whoa,
if you. Ever sing when the Warriors
seven games this next week?
I thought about it.
If they've got a home game six in this series and they're up 3-2, take the day off. Luckily, actually, it's a Sunday.
My Twitter
Sunday,
then they're guaranteed to win seven.
No, because it's too stressful.
All right,
you put this whole city at risk with that maneuver. You put the whole city at risk, and you lucked out. You think your career is because of Steph, and even more so today than ever before.
Coming up tomorrow, does Steiny have the guts to go on the air and pick the T-Wolves over the Warriors? That's coming up tomorrow.
I can answer that now if you want.
Coach him.
He's not a childhood friend.
It just sounds
bad. I didn't even meet him till he was a grown up.
I look at him, I picture Steiny coaching.
He's a fellow alum.
Is he an adulthood friend?
They're from the same hood.
What? That's a fair question.
We got 3 weeks to get into this.
No, we really don't.
No, we don't.
Game's tomorrow night.
We got a game.
We got tomorrow.
Will Steiny have the guts?
Wow. Call him out.
Or as you would say, gutless. Is Steiny
215. What are you guys
gutless?
Doing?
You could walk away.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Look at Evan. Look at him.
All right, gents. Take it home. And
let's go. We'll be
on. Go Dubs.
Go Dubs.
Yeah, that felt authentic.
Go home. This guy is such a D.